With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Ever wake up feeling like you just hit snooze on life? You know that feeling when your alarm goes off and your brain's still stuck in dreamland, wishing it could just stay there? Well, and Jake Carter, and on Brainstorm Boost, we're all about hacking those mornings and turning them from a drag into a launchpad for an amazing day. Today, we're diving deep into creating a morning routine that doesn't feel like another chore, one that actually sticks. Because let's be real, the internet is overflowing with perfect morning routines. Meditate at 5 a.m, do yoga while chanting affirmations, then whip up a gourmet breakfast before hitting the gym. Sounds amazing, right? But for most of us, it's about as realistic as flying to the moon in your pajamas. So, how do we create a routine that actually works for us? Forget the Pinterest perfect facade, let's focus on building something sustainable and enjoyable. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire morning in one go. Pick one or two things you want to change and focus on those. Maybe it's waking up 15 minutes earlier, swapping that sugary cereal for a piece of fruit, or simply taking a few deep breaths before you start scrolling through social media. Remember, consistency is key. Small wins build momentum. Next, find what energizes you. A morning routine shouldn't feel like punishment. What activities genuinely get you excited to start the day? Maybe it's listening to your favorite music, reading a chapter of a book, taking a quick walk, or having a cup of coffee while watching the sunrise. Embrace those things that spark joy and make mornings feel less like a struggle. Third, schedule it in. You wouldn't expect your friends to just magically show up at dinner without the heads up, would you? Treat your morning routine with the same respect. Block out time on your calendar, literally schedule it in and stick to it as much as possible. It becomes less of an option and more of a non-negotiable part of your day. Now, be kind to yourself. There will be days when you hit snooze one too many times or skip your usual routine altogether. That's okay. Life happens, and sometimes our mornings take unexpected turns. Just don't beat yourself up about it. Get back on track the next day and remember that progress isn't linear. It's all about finding a rhythm that works for you. Finally, listen to your body. Pay attention to how different activities make you feel in the morning. If certain things leave you feeling sluggish or drained, try something else. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's all about experimentation and discovering what truly sets you up for success. Think about the time when you were really looking forward to waking up. Maybe it was an exciting vacation, a big day at work, or even just a weekend morning where you had nothing on the agenda. What made that morning special? What activities did you do, or how did you feel before getting out of bed? Chances are, there were certain rituals or habits that contributed to that positive feeling. Maybe it was sipping coffee while reading the news, taking a walk in nature, or simply allowing yourself to enjoy a few moments of quiet before starting the day. You can apply those same principles to create a morning routine that you genuinely look forward to. So, how about we put this into practice? Start by identifying one small change you can make tomorrow morning. Maybe it's waking up 5 minutes earlier or taking a quick stretch session. Commit to it, schedule it in your calendar and make it non-negotiable. Then, pay attention to how it makes you feel. Remember, building a successful morning routine is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small wins, and don't be afraid to experiment until you find what works best for you. Ready to take on the day? Share your new morning goals in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And remember, if you found this helpful, hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Brainstorm Boost. See you tomorrow for another dose of idea-boosting inspiration.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.